Right. You said a lot of things important, but you said something important about remembering them. And I also feel that even beyond remembering them, we're invoking them, right? So this is an invocation, right? This is a recognition that, but what's happened as we invoke these names, it's the invocation of their names that goes beyond remembering them, but also in our tradition, when we call out our ancestors, we call them out for specific purposes. You know, the first thing that we do when we hear of a murder is we come out, we pray, we pour a libation, we build with the community where the person's life was stolen. And it took almost a year for me to realize that this movement is much more than a racial and social justice movement. At its core, it's a spiritual movement. And I know you always had the spiritual practice. I remember, like, when we first started, I remember us going to the ocean and doing these rituals and really feeding our spirit. But I don't remember it being so deeply embedded in all that we did in 2013, as opposed to where we came in 2014.
Spirituality is at the center of Black Lives Matter. And I think that's not just for us. I feel like so many leaders and so many organizers are deeply engaged in a pretty important spiritual practice.